this title. And he's got to go to Middlesbrough and get something. And I'll tell you, honestly, I will love it if we beat them. Love it.
Yes, everyone, what's going on? This is Stephen Allison. This is the warm down. Don't worry about the mic. Part two of this video is going to be on Stretford Paddock, so make sure to head over there and subscribe. I'm here with Rio Ferdinand, someone who knows what it's like to be the world's most expensive defender. What's Harry Maguire going through right now?
Loads of different thoughts going through his head. He'll probably be nervous for his first training session. He'll want to get that out of the way as soon as he won a game straight away. He'll have to wait till Chelsea, but questions, there'll be a lot of questions. What do people think of him? Expectations, the pressure, the teammates. They'll be expecting, he knows in his head, they'll be expecting, what does 8 million buy you? What have you got here? Show me what you've got to show us that you're £80 million worth. So a lot of that's pressure he'll have to deal with. And what he's got more. I used to be able to go down the road and not look at a newspaper. I didn't have a choice, I could buy it or not. But social media now, it's on your phone, it's everywhere. It's in your eyes, in your face. So he's got to deal with that. All that comes with that, the positivity, but also the negativity, both of them bring pressure. So he'll want to get that first game out of the way and just get his feet under the table and just get in there. The biggest problem he's got, from what I've read online, I posted today about the transfer on Instagram, but the biggest thing he's got to be, not he hasn't got to be concerned about what will happen, is that people are going to compare this transfer, because it's more money than Van Dijk, he's going to have the same effect that Van Dijk's had on Liverpool, on Manchester United. But it's two totally different scenarios. I mean, Liverpool were a team that were close anyway. And it was Van Dijk and Alisson that were the big difference. And I don't see anyone having that type of impact on the Man United team because they're so far away.
There was 2 points I was going to ask you about then, and you answered both of them. One was the Van Dijk, and why is he worth what he's been sold for at 80 million. Where do you think that comes from? Is there a British element in that?
Yeah, I think the British part of it. British players, that the market's different to anywhere else in the world. But I do think the price tag, a player can't control that. When I went for 30 million, everyone was going, what's going on here? It's crazy, crazy price, blah, blah, blah. But as a player, you just take yourself out of the equation. It's not about you. It's someone else has made that price somewhere. You're the person in the middle.
And Alisson was the other piece of the puzzle there that Liverpool needed. I think United arguably need an overhaul in midfield, but they have overhauled the defence. Aaron Wan-Bissaka alongside Harry Maguire. How many levels has United defence just gone through with those two signings?
I think time will tell us, but I think Wan-Bissaka is a fantastic signing. I think I posted about him. He has all the natural raw tools that you'd want in a defender. I think we've already seen in pre-season some of the tackles he puts in, recovery challenges, etc. There'll be room for improvement. He's passing on the ball, his delivery in wide areas and stuff like that. But in terms of 1v1 defending, you can put him and say, go and deal with that. And Harry, I think just what I'm looking forward to seeing is just the personality he's going to bring, the responsibility. I think he can take the responsibility of being the one that leads from the back. Man United haven't had a leader from the back for years now. And I think that's a big thing that they've needed. Someone who can push the team on and drive the team on with the ball, but also without it, importantly.
What impact do you think it has? As someone who was known for being a ball-playing centre-half, when you step out into midfield, when everyone's already marked, what's the benefit to the team of a defender doing that? And what's Harry Maguire going to do by bringing that to United?
Well, what it does, when you bring the ball out from defence, all of a sudden the opposing midfielders have to react to you. So one of them's going to come to you at some point. They're not going to let you run through. So when one of their midfielders comes to you, what happens then? There's another midfielder on your team free. And it's about finding that spare man. Or you go beyond that to a forward. But once you run out, the whole purpose of running out is to create an overload. So you've got more players in that area than the opposing team. And then you drag someone out of position. Once you do that, then it's about your teammates finding that space for you to pass from the ball, and then you get on the attack. So that's all I ever used to think about. Can I get my attacking players in a situation where they're facing the other team's back four or behind the other team's back four? If you're doing that on a consistent basis, you're creating problems for the opposing team. And I think Harry Maguire, taking the ball under pressure, driving out with the ball, does that as well as anyone in world football now.
Do you think United are going to score more goals simply just for having, which is a mad thing to think about for a defender, but because he is going to potentially create those overloads, is he going to help United score more goals by being a better defender?
I don't know. I don't know about that because there's so many. It's a long way from where he picks the ball up to the other end of the pitch. But we'll be much more comfortable taking the ball out in the back line, definitely, with him in there. But it's not just about Harry Maguire. You're going to need movement in front of him. So you're going to have to set traps and set plays that once he gets the ball, this is what we do. So it makes it easier for him. I mean, I was fortunate. I had Scholesy and Carrick in front of me, who are great players, who knew how to get on the ball, who knew how to create space. So I'll get the ball, I might drop a shoulder, and as I'm dropping a shoulder, everybody moved into a space to receive the ball. Or they might drop off to get it here, drop low, so I can play to them. But then the midfielder, because they're so scared of Carrick and Scholes getting on the ball, they go tight against them, then there's a space there for Rooney to come into that I can hit. Are these things going to be happening in this Man United team? That's what we need to see.
Righty, cheers to Rio. Make sure to check out BT Sports coverage right away throughout the season. And go and check out part two of this video, which is on Stretford Paddock right now.